Lido, Benjamin, all his rights. We're treading on,
straight to Mount Zion.
We're going out of Babylon. We're treading on,
lead them out, Benjamin.
Israelites' children, we're treading on,
singing your shocking Marina.
We're going up to Zion. We're treading on,
straight to Benjamin.
We're going to the promised land, just like the prophet Isaiah said.
When the prophet said,
Yasha stretch forth his hand the second time to receive the remnant of his people.
And so the man say,
today when you hear his voice,
listen,
harden not your heart, my people, cause there's no other choice.
No one knows.
As we're in trouble,
singing, you tell them.
We're treading on. We're going out of Babylon.
Hear that.
With Israelite children, we're treading on.
Pull that one back up from the top and see if I got the link with Shocking Murray. Shocking Murray, you there, King?
Yeah, man, everything blessed, you know?
Oh, that's cool, that's cool. I was just rinsing out the title track from your most recent LP, Treading On with Singing You.
Okay, yeah, there's a feature, there's two features on the album with Singing You as well.
Yes, that's right, that's right. I'm just rinsing out the first one. I make people know, say, it's a live conversation right now. You're in this on a Reggae Space talking to Shocking Murray. Yeah, we're gonna play one or two tunes from the most recent album and have a little conversation. Well, let's see the track again. Treading On.
Yes, I.
Lead out, Benjamin, all Israelites.
We're treading on,
straight to Mount Zion.
We're going out of Babylon. We're treading on,
lead them out, Benjamin.
Israelites' children, we're treading on.
Singing your shocking Marina.
We're going up to Zion. We're treading on,
straight to Benjamin.
We're going to the promised land. Just like the prophet Isaiah said.
When the prophet said,
Yasha stretch forth his hand the second time to receive the remnant of his people.
And so the man say,
today when you hear his voice,
listen,
harden not your heart, my people, cause there's no other choice.
No one knows.
As we're in trouble,
singing, you tell them.
We're treading on. We're going out of Babylon.
Hear that.
We're treading on.
Calling, calling.
Israelites' children. We're treading on. We're going up to Zion.
Straight to Mount Zion, you know.
We're treading on.
In the New Jerusalem.
We're going to the promised land.
Trod we are trod up to the promised land. To the land of Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham. All Israelites, soon if we come along. We're going to sit up with the higher one. Rise, Israelites, and take a stand. We have been down here in Babylon for so long, facing a lot of tribulation. All Israelites, soon if we come along.
We're treading on.
Yeah,
we going out of Babylon.
We're
treading on. Israelite children.
We're calling.
We're treading on. We going up to Zion.
Straight up to the Most High.
We're treading on. We going to the promised land.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 68 said, and the Most High shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way which he speak unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto thine enemies for bandmen and bandwomen, and no man shall buy you. These are the words of the covenant which the Most High commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab.
I'm calling on my people.
Well, Shocking Murray, that's a strong track. How did you arrive at the decision to have that one as the title track for the album?
Well, you know, at first the album was supposed to named The Unstoppable. So one time I went in the studio with Singing You, and he got this rhythm, and he have the idea of We Trodding On, and based upon the Israelite movement that we are discovering and all of that. So we did this song, and I decided we change the name of it, the title for the album.
Right.
So To Trodding On, from The Unstoppable To Trodding On.
Okay.
So I decided to use the song as a title track.
So what making change? Well, two questions come to mind. Unstoppable. What you were ready to go with that title, were you?
Yeah, yeah.
So what was behind choosing that? It's a strong title for our LP, Unstoppable.
Well, the reason why I did wanted to use that name, that title, you know, I'm in the music for over 20 years, and I've been through a lot of ups and downs, and, you know, a lot of things, you know, during my career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of fight in the music.
Right.
So, I always, you know, try to show the oppressors, the fighters, that, look, I'm not a weak fence, you know.
Yes.
If you eat me down, I will get stronger.
Right.
I will
right.
Back and get stronger. So I just want to show I'm unstoppable.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's how the title came about.
I see. You mentioned that you've been in the business what 20 years. I don't know how old you are now, but you must have started when you were young. Yes.
Yeah, well, I started from early childhood, yeah. But I take it professionally in the somewhere in the 90s.
Right, right. Okay.
90s, in the early 90s.
So how it start? I believe you used to move with Sound System, Libratone.
Yeah, that, as a community sound system.
Right.
That's the first sound system I used to DJ on.
Oh, you was DJ, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So how old were you at that time?
Well, I was at around 9.
9?
Yeah.
Wow, you start early.
Yeah, I was very young, you know. They used to put me on the park the crates so
right,
people could see me.
Oh, right, okay. So all big people in the dance, all big people around the set, then you, little 9-year-old on the mic, yes?
Yes, man. Wow. Because there was a brethren, an elder brethren, his name is Sandy from my community.
Yeah.
So he discovered that I have this talent.
Okay.
So he took me to Breton to endorse me, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's how it come about.
Okay, so
but my mother, she didn't really into it, but he would just steal me away and bring me there.
So your parents didn't know?
Well, sometime my mother would know, yes, but, you know, like Sandy would, you know, like say, leave the child alone, the child of talent and blah, 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 stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she would just say, okay.
Okay, yeah, well, enough young people are screechy out the house when their parents not looking, don't?
I did a lot of that.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, I did a lot of that, and, you know, when after dance finish, then I'm worried. Where am I gonna sleep?
Oh boy!
Because you know the door is locked, and when you come and knock, then you know you're gonna get some spanking as well.
Yes, of course. So you used to go out.
Yeah, man.
So you start out on a local sound system and you use the DJ on the mic and sing as well.
Well, you kind of sing J style.
Right, okay.
Hardcore DJ sometimes, but a little sing J now and then.
Okay, so I notice a lot of artists, especially from Jamaica, when they start out, they start out in a choir, You never really touched the choir. You go straight into the song system.
Right. I've never been in a choir. Really? In the churches, in church or anything.
Right.
You know, it's just straight to the dance hall.
Okay. So what part of the Jamaica was this?
This was in a place called Snow Hill in Portland.
Right, right. So you have a lot of artists, they move to Kingston and try and make their singing career from there. You ever do that?
Yeah, I did that. Okay. And the first time I did that is I went to Southside, because there were some brethren from Snow Hill, from my community in Portland. They went to Southside and they were living there, and they encouraged me to come there. So I went there and was there for maybe 2 years. But, you know, I was moving around recording for producers and stuff like that. And then I went back to Portland until I get hooked up with Michael Rose, and he tell me to come to Kingston. I went there, he gave me an apartment in Meadowbrook.
Okay.
So that's how I started to advance.
Right. So what time is that now? When you first make your first single?
Well, I made my first single at around 1991 at the Jack Scarpia Studio on the IOS label. And that's on title Drum.
Drum, yes.
Yeah. And after, like a year after that, I hooked up with Michael Rose. So, and he told me to come to Kingston, and then he introduced me to Squidly Cole and Chris.
Right, right. We talked to Squidly a few months ago here.
Yeah,
just wondering how Michael Rose discovered you, whether he's hear you on a sound system or he hear your music or what?
Okay, it started... Michael Rose... wife is the cousin of some of my cousins, you know what I mean, and there I got hooked up, because this cousin from me, which is the cousin of Michael Rose's wife on the other side of the family,
okay,
they told Michael Rose about me, and Michael Rose told them to bring me to him.
I see.
So they bring me to Michael Rose, and that's where it started.
Yeah. I see. I don't know if you can see the website. You might want to just log in. I sent you a little message there. If you click on the link in the message, you will find it, take you to the website, and you'll see that we have a shout box here, and some of the listeners, the people on the website, are asking questions. And I'm sure you don't mind if I refer to some of the listeners, them questions, as we go along.
Yeah, for sure.
But the question coming from Red Lion, he's in London. What make you change from DJ, you know, he was DJing on the sound system, to become a more of a singer? Is that the case, you know?
Well, is not really a matter of change from one to the next, as something to another thing. It's just something that was inside of me that I discovered year after. Right. So I decided to utilize it.
Right, right, right. You have a next question here. I don't know if you'll respond to this one. He's asking, who is the strictest and the most serious producer that you've worked with?
Yeah. okay. Strictest and the most serious producer. Well, I haven't come across any strict and serious producer in that way.
Right.
Yet.
Okay.
You know, all the producers that I've worked with, I could work with them in an understandable way. So there was not that restriction and that seriousness.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're just serious in what we're doing, but in terms of certain rules and restrictions, that didn't occur.
Okay, so you have freedom, you know, to deliver the song how you want, and maybe come with lyrics, you know, your own lyrics. You have freedom of that kind, yes?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
It's just we just work together, share yeah. ideas, and just get along very well.
Yes, yes. I'm just looking down the track list of the album Trudging On. This is your second album, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I'm wondering, first of all, I know say the first album, Rising, what is it, Rising Up?
Rise to the Top.
Rise to the Top, that's it. It took a little while to come forth, you say 3 years or so?
Time, yeah, around 3 years, around 2 to 3 years, I think,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and how long it took you to get the tracks together for this one?
You mean Trudging On?
Yeah.
Well, about a year and a half.
Okay, so not as long as before. Curious as to your view of the difference between the two albums, you know, if you notice any development or any change or anything like that.
Between the two?
Yeah.
Well, not much.
Okay. Same strong message.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I notice on this track, you got one here, about Haiti and the disaster that took place over there. That touch you?
Yeah, yeah. It's at the time when that this disaster, you know, in Haiti, it really touched me.
Yeah, it was devastating. Yeah,
because I was like, what more can Haiti bear?
Yes.
You know, so it inspired me to do this song, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. All right, well, let's hear the track. It's entitled Shake in Haiti, coming from the recent album. When did the album drop, Trudging On?
This album dropped on the end of May this year.
Right, so it's
quite
fresh. Yes, track's entitled Shake in Haiti.
Guan. You don't know what's a shocking Moreno. And this one reaching out to my brothers and sisters in Haiti. Give thanks and praise unto the Most and asking for his guidance and protection. But the thing is peace and safety, it's a sudden destruction. Oh yeah, yeah. It's shaky when you see what really happens in Haiti. Yes, earthquakes shake on the place. My brave people lose them life lately. Ooh, yes, it's shaky when you see what really happens in Haiti. Yes, earthquakes shake on the place. My brave people lose them life lately. Ooh, yes, me turn on the news and when me see it, dead bodies not the rubbles, dead bodies in the streets. And the survivors, them a moan and a weep. Can't find water to drink, can't find food to eat. Them a feed depend on the red grass and foreign relief. The quake was so strong it lock off many heartbeat. When you think it's peace and safety, your heart start to leap. A weeping and wailing and a gnashing of teeth. Yow! Because it's shaky when you see what really happens in Haiti. Yes, earthquakes shake on the place. Vibrate, people lose them life lately. Ooh, yes, it's shaky when you see what really happens in Haiti. Yes, earthquakes shake on the place. Vibrate, people lose them life lately. Ooh, yes, these are the last days, Genesis, and the fulfillment of prophecies. We shall have earthquakes in diverse places. One shake in Italy and destroy a complete village. But when the earthquake attack and left the whole of Haiti in a chaos, and the people them a run from the aftershock, the government police and the hospital, the whole of them collapse. Because it's shaky when you see what really happens in Haiti. Yes, earthquake shake on the place. Vibrate, people lose them life lately. Ooh, it's shaky.
Well, Shocking Murray, you're getting a positive response in our shout box. Big up Queen Easy, big up Linus of Duke. Tony D giving you a big up. Shocking Murray to the world, he said. Big up yourself, Shocking.
Yeah, man. Big up all the listeners, you know, all the well-wishers, you know. Yeah, man, you know. Much love and thanks, you know, for the support, you know.
Yeah, big up yourself, Dread Lion. Boom, bang, he said.
Yes. Dread Lion, well, go on, King.
All right, you know Dread Lion.
Yeah, man, Dread Lion from, You know them brethren, the man.
Yeah, man. Well,
King Farai, you know.
Yes.
King Farai, son, Dread Lion and Daddy K. Big up, man.
Enough respects goes out to you. There's a big crowd gathering here on the website and listening. Big up Don Minot out of Connecticut, USA. Just touched down as well. I'm thinking of the Haiti situation, and you know, when it comes to the news media, they move on to the next disaster or the next big news item and left the people in Haiti to fend for themselves. It don't seem to be any more newsworthy. I don't know if you'd agree with that, and I don't know if you have any direct link and know what are going on in Haiti now.
Well, I don't have a direct link really, but I, you know, sometimes I try to keep up to date with the internet and what they would show in the news and CNN, etc.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, the world is getting unstable.
Yes.
In such a way that as one disaster happened here, then there's another. Sometimes if one happened here, another one happened worse, and another one happened worse than the two before. So you find the whole thing is just obscuring and confusion, so they cannot stable themselves at one disaster. They're just moving around.
That's right.
All of that is what I see going on, you know?
Yeah. And they seem to be more frequent, you know. There seem to be more disastrous occurrences, or it may be just that we're hearing more about it. But it does seem that, you know, these things are happening more frequently. I don't know if you know, agree.
Yeah, true. I agree. Yeah. I agree. And based upon prophecies, I just see it as a fulfillment.
Right. Yeah, enough people are talking about the last days. What do you say about that?
Well, the last days, many people are taking it out of context. Maybe because they don't really understand what the concept of these last days is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because many people think the last days mean the whole everything gonna end.
Yeah,
there will be no more life, the world gonna end, all of that. Yeah, but life goes on, people will always be here forever.
Yeah.
And the earth will be here forever. But the last days, yes, but the last days of what?
Right.
You know, the last days of something.
Okay.
Which I think is just a system.
Ah, right.
And demolish, you know what I mean?
Right.
That on the earth, more like gonna regenerate itself, you know what I mean?
I see. So those in power now, they will, you know, lose their power, and there'll be a more fairness in the world. Is that what you're saying?
Say that again.
It's like those people who are enjoying the power right now, things are going to change, and there's going to be a more fair world. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who are enjoying the world now, sure they're going to lose their power.
I see.
You know? So it's if one go back in ancient time.
Yeah.
You know, from empires to empires, from come right up. There are always a group of people who that rules.
Right.
From ancient time.
But it's only for a time.
But it's only for a time. And each and every empire always crumble.
Yes.
So, I think we are approaching the end of this empire that ruling the earth today.
Okay, okay, that's interesting.
Because
right now it's American run the world, isn't it?
Right. So if you go back in ancient Egypt, ancient Greek, come up to Rome and all of that, they all fell.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So as I see, this is the beginning of the end of this present empire that ruling now.
I see. Well, that sounds interesting, and I'm sure a lot of people would agree with that, and hope that it comes sooner rather than later.
yeah, true, because people crying out for freedom.
that's right. Yes, it's a long time now that America and the West, as they call it, tend to believe that the world is for them. You know, they act as if they're the world's policeman, and you know, they have the right to go everywhere and do anything, and just through them have might.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we would know that there were always a group of people like them that already fell.
Yes. That's an interesting take on this concept of the last days. I'd agree with you that a lot of people thinking something physical going happen, some earthquake and mash up the world and everybody dead. But they don't necessarily have that interpretation.
Yeah, sure, we're going to have these kind of events with Earth, as we see going on.
Yes.
In our present. But that doesn't mean the world is going to end.
No.
This is our Earth without end.
Yes.
I would even say world without end, because they are world and they are worlds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would say this is the earth without end. So we will be here forever.
Yes.
Generation after generation, forever.
Okay. Well, let's take it more more local, more personal. I'm looking at this next track with Flexible. An interesting track as well, where you, the title is Natural Liberty. You want to give a little intro to that? What's that one about?
Well, that one is about, when I was a youth growing up in Jamaica, I never used to see Jamaicans with tattoos and all these things, you know what I mean?
With tattoos and all these things.
So we used to see like tourists from Europe and America when they came to Jamaica with these tattoos. We was wondering what is that, and the skin and all of that.
Right.
But now it, tattoo have become a trend.
Right.
You know, so if you go to Jamaica right now, there are a lot of tattoo shops and so much people putting tattoos on their skin.
Right.
So one time I went to Jamaica and I saw this and I was like shocked.
Okay.
You know, so that's where the inspiration come from of me doing this song with Flexible.
I see. Because in this country we have tattoo shops, and not only that, we have piercing shops, you know.
Yeah.
How them bore hole in them skin and them ears and them tongue and thing. I guess that's all in the same kind of category for you, yes?
Yes, and there is a line in the song where Flexible sing, you know, where he said, you know, if them ever know the virus that it carry.
Right.
In the end, a lot of them gonna be sorry.
I see.
So, I would say that line already come to pass. You know what I mean? Because the last time I was in Jamaica, like 3 months ago, there was one man. He put two tattoos on his skin.
Yeah.
And then his skin started to scratch him.
Okay.
And he always complained to his father that, oh, my skin is scratching me, and this thing is terrorizing this man.
Yeah.
So it seemed like he picked up some virus.
Oh.
And he couldn't bear with it, and the next thing, he hung himself.
Oh, dear, dear.
This happened in Jamaica, like, I would say, 3.5 months ago.
Really? I never hear about that, but that's serious.
Yeah, serious thing.
All right, let's hear the track. Track's entitled Natural Liberty.
Yo, the producer, you're shocking, Mommy, I'm flexible, you know.
Yeah, keeping it natural.
Keeping it real. Natural, you know. Just like that. Yo, me nah put no tattoo on my skin. Straight liberty, I am a natural king.
Natural, no holding on my flesh. Anything you want or that you want to get.
Me nah put no tattoo on my skin. Straight liberty, I am a natural king.
Nah drill no hole in my flesh. Anything you want or that you want to get.
Me say me smart them night and day inna the streets. Tattoo them skin from them head to them feet. Pour up them tongue and all them face them a bleach. And all the people culture them a seek, yeah. Me say me want them every night and every day now. And them a act like them no hear now. Them all a go like them no care now. I'm mocking them, I'm mocking them a jeer now, yo. Me nah put no tattoo on me skin. Straight liberty, I am a natural king.
Nah drill no hole in me flesh. Anything you want or that you going get.
Nah put no tattoo on me skin. Straight liberty, I am a natural king.
Nah drill no hole in me flesh. Anything you want or that you going get. Me not tell you what to do. It's up to you. This just a little advice from me to you, yeah. Don't get caught in the system of becoming a victim. You got to open up your eyes and realize.
Me not put no tattoo on my skin. Straight liberty, I am a natural king.
Natural, no hole in my flesh. So anything you want or that you going get.
Nah put no tattoo on my skin. Straight liberty, I am a natural king.
Natural, no hole in my flesh. So anything you want or that you going get.
Yes, you're getting more positive response in the shout box. Big up Higher Purse, giving you rap. Dread Lions. Yes, it's a tough thing when a tattoo will kill a man, but it's a serious situation. And, you know, if you don't do it properly, you can't pick up virus, it seems.
Yeah, definitely. And I have to say this. This song is not lashing out against tattoo or lashing out against anyone.
Okay.
Because people are free to do whatever they want to do.
Well, I noticed there's a line in the song say that you're not telling nobody what to do. It's up to you.
Yeah, that's the reason why we do the song in that way. Because we don't want people to think that we are dictating in their lives.
No.
And stuff like that. So all we are doing in the song is giving advice.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
that's a good thing, because too many artists, you know, feel they have the right to tell people what to do and what to not to do and how to dress and what to eat and so on, and don't do it as advice, but telling them that is what they're doing. Yeah. If they don't do that, no, it's wrong.
No man's supposed to tell anyone how to live their life.
That's right.
You can advise people, and if people are willing to take your advice and make that change, It's up to them.
That's right.
But to like dictate in a one life and command a one, don't do this and blah 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 blah. I'm not into that.
That's cool. Because that really gets me. I have to say, you know, when artists feel that they can tell people what and what to do, and what to wear, and what to eat, and such. You know, it's different when they're saying I do this and I do that, and make people hear that and consider it, and they might change. But you know, some of them come a bit more directive. You know.
Yeah, I mean, in that way, it's like you're just building enemies on yourself.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And people can hate you for those kind of action, you know what I mean?
Yes. So, you mentioned earlier that you travel to Jamaica and see certain things, because nowadays you're in Europe most of the time, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Since when you start living in Europe?
Well, I started to in 1996 I started traveling in Europe. So I was going back and forth from Jamaica to Europe. I have a base here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So since 1996 I'm here.
Okay. Big up Blaze just touched down. Big up Mr. Slope as well. Big respects each and every one.
Yeah, man. Big up Slope, Mr. Blaze. Big up Ever Blaze in production.
Yes, man.
Yeah, man. Kenan, big up yourself.
Big up Rubber Dub just touched down as well. Large up Rubber Dub.
Seeing. Bless up.
So you spend some enough time in Europe. Where you based most of the time?
Well, I have a base in Munster.
Munster?
In Munster, Germany.
Right.
And I also have a base, sometime I hang out in Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
Bern,
right, okay. So you do enough festivals, the European festivals then?
Yeah, I did some festival in Europe, like Summer Jam, Reggae Jam, and all them, you know?
Right. You miss the Jamaican vibe, or you're happy being in Europe? What's behind it? How it feel, you know, to uproot? It sounds like you emigrated, you know?
Okay, I tell you how it go now. When I'm in Europe, you know, I know how to adjust myself, you know what I mean, to what I like.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if I'm in Europe and I feel a little bit what they would call homesick,
yeah,
I started to miss a Jamaica,
yeah,
or entered vibes, I just book a ticket.
Okay.
I just say yard.
Because you'll always have your base in Jamaica, don't?
Yeah, man, Jamaica I'm a yard.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Europe I'm a place, Jamaica I'm a yard.
Yes.
So when we feel like we want some real Jamaican vibe, we just book a ticket and we just a plane, and in a nine and a half hours we die hard. Wear some vibes, be with some music, link up some brethren, some family, cook, eat, run joke, go down a river, go down a sea.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, tell me feel like tried up in Europe again.
All right. That sounds like the ideal situation. A lot of people would like to be able to, you know, spend some time in Europe and then, you know, when the time get too cold, to fly back a yard.
Yeah, a lot of people do it that way. But, you know, I spend a lot of winter here as well.
Okay. So how the language thing, you know, if you spend a lot of time in Switzerland and Germany, how you cope with the language?
Well, you know, I always try to know the basis.
Yeah.
You know, things that, words that can take me through my everyday life. If I have to go to the supermarket, or to the bank, or to the doctor.
Yeah.
So on, I can cope, I can express myself.
Right.
But if I have to go, let me put it to you now. If I have to go to the court,
okay,
I would need a translator.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Because
the way I would want to express myself in the court, I'm not going to find the German words.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I would need a translator.
Okay. But you're not walking and moving around with a translator 24/7, though, is it?
No. There's no need for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just if it come to a difficult point where court involved, where, you know, this is a serious thing, when you go to the court,
yeah,
you have to explain yourself to the court.
Yes.
And if I would express myself in German, I'm sure I would be a loser.
Right. So for your own safety, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So the next thing, you mentioned going backwards and forwards from Jamaica to Europe. This next track comes to mind. It's tracks entitled Too Much Pollution. And I know, say, in Jamaica, you know, you can enjoy fresh and clean air and fruits straight off the tree and no insecticides or in them chemical them used to grow. So I can see that too much pollution will relate more to the Europe side than the Jamaican side, is so?
Well, based upon industrial complexes and all of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, the reality is that in Europe there are a lot of industrial things, you know what I mean, that sending smoke and certain substance in the atmosphere.
Yes, yes.
And we don't have those things in Jamaica. It's more natural and fresh.
That's right.
And, you know, you breathe fresh air and all of that.
Yes, yes.
That's the difference, you know what I mean?
And I noticed it's another combination with Anton.
Antonio?
Antonio, that's right, yes. I'm wondering about your combinations. You do a lot of work with Singing You.
Yes, because me and Singing You, we go way back.
Right.
You know, so we go far, very, very far back from when we were a teenager. We are doing this together, you know, so...
So how you identify the people to do the combination tracks on this LP?
Well, it's like a community.
Okay.
With me and my brethren.
Right.
So, you know, I just decide, okay, I'm going to do a song with Fire Black. I'm going to do a song with Singing You. And sometime I do a song, a collaboration with a brethren, not with the intention for an album, but when the finished product and you listen and album come about, then you'll find where it fit in.
Right, right.
So that's how some of the features come about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I understand it right, you might do quite a lot of tracks and select the ones that you want to put on the album.
Yes, that's how I do it.
Okay. Well, here's a track. It's entitled Too Much Pollution, Shocking Murray, featuring the voice of Antonio.
Rise up, my people. It's time for us to realize,
yeah,
this is our planet, y'all. Yeah. Too much pollution.
Yeah.
So me say,
big respects all reggae spies, massive. It's Yendis in conversation with Shocking Murray live.
Yeah. Take me away from this pollution. Wherever I go, still in Babylon. Take me away from this pollution. Wherever I go, we're still in Babylon. There's no hiding place no more, no. Righteousness is getting poor. Yeah. System is not like it were before. Diversion signs that they've endured. Where must I go? Take me away from this pollution. Come on.
Too much filtered light.
Too
much corruption. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Your corruption coming from our side. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Enough of them a move under this. Can my people clean up your water? Step away from the sinking sun. Together we can clean up all the pollution. Before nature start to rebel against man.
The day will come when I'll get myself together. It may be long, but it won't last forever. Suffer too long, though I can't take the pressure. It's only Jack and me. So
Take me away from this pollution.
Take me away.
Wherever I go, still in Babylon.
Still in Babylon.
Take me away from this illusion.
Take me away.
Wherever I go, still in Babylon.
Still in Babylon.
Well, shocking, that's another nice combination there. Antonio, where's he from?
Well, Antonio is from Portland, in Jamaica.
Right, right.
But at the moment, he's living in England.
Oh, okay, okay.
As a matter of fact, we came together to Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, in 1996. Okay. So we have a good vibes going on, you know?
That's cool, that's cool. And where did... who was responsible for the production of this LP?
Well, it was released by MK2, right. A German label.
Okay.
Well, you know, there are a lot of different producers on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's in my hand.
Yeah. I want to make sure that people know your links, you know, how to get hold of the album. It's on CD Baby or iTunes or something like that.
Well, it's available on iTunes, AOL, Amazon, Music Lords, Fine Tunes. Name them.
Right, right. So just have to put in Shocking Murray and you should find the links, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
I just
it's just Shocking Murray and the title of the album, like where the Shocking Murray trading on.
Yes, because it's too
Shocking Murray rise to the top.
Right.
And it will take you there.
That's cool, that's cool. And what kind of response, you say drop in May, what kind of response you getting?
Well, I'm getting some good response, yeah. Because we did some good promotions, even in Jamaica, you know?
Right, right.
So the response is... it's good, and I'm expecting it to be even better.
Right, right, good. Because I know you're busy, you know, trying to get the word out. I see a magazine cover. We just got it in the shout box here. MKZWO. I don't know what that's supposed to say, but it's a magazine with you on the front cover.
Okay, I didn't even know that.
Yes, man.
You know, I know the MKZ, MK2, it's a German word.
Right.
It's a label that they deal with the album.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they have their way of promoting stuff.
Right.
That they produce.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So. I know they have a magazine, but I didn't know that I'm on the cover.
Yes, man, it's in the shop box right now. It's you know that same picture there with your sunglasses. You're wearing the grey and you're pointing.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm grateful of that because you know, yeah.
All right, just welcome Blaze to the video chat room. Big up yourself, Blaze. I see him there on his camera smiling away. Big up yourself, King.
Yeah, man. Blaze, man. I'm a producer, I know.
Yes, man. We know that. He provide the rhythm for Natural Liberty, don't?
No. The Natural Liberty was produced in Jamaica by John Bond, Ragadusha.
All right, I get my information wrong.
Yeah. Blaze produced songs like Johnny.
That's it, that's what I'm thinking, yes.
And Youths on the Corner, When the Smoke Clear. You know, those are Blaze productions.
Yes, I'm going to try and rinse out some of them before we finish for the night. This next track, in fact, yes, let's go for it now. I got a track here named Johnny. I see the video for this one. And I'm really impressed. It really, really a serious message, and he put it over in such a way that people can engage with it. You know?
Yes, yes.
So, you spend a lot of time or put a lot of effort into making a video.
Yes, a lot of time and effort, a lot of works. You know what I mean? Because travel all the way from Europe to Jamaica to do this video.
Right.
And I wrote the script with the production, video production team. And there was a lot of work, you know, from here to there, shooting, putting things together.
Yeah.
To get it in the way we want it, because, you know, we decide we want to film it like a movie.
Yes, it looks that way.
Yeah.
Well, I'd encourage all the people in listening in right now to get in your search engine and put in Shocking Murray and Johnny Official Video. And, yes, man, you will follow the story of Johnny. Well, let's hear the track now. Big up yourself, Shocking Murray. Big up all those locked in right now. Enough name to mention. Blaze is here. Denture D, Don Minor, Dread Lion in the show, in the video chat. Woody and Higher Purse and Jacqueline Sister Moon, Lioness of Judah, Mr. Slope. Promotants keeping the information flowing in the shout box. We got Red Lion, Queen Easy on camera, Rubber Dub and Selector Dubfire, Smalley, Smuggler, Tony D. Right, we're listening to, I think, one of the top tracks of the album, Trodding On, from Shocking Murray. Tracks entitled Johnny.
Poor Johnny. Road. I want them youth, them and the youth, them say them mother road. A shocking again, you know.
Johnny mama did a one about Johnny did that one like in a care. Mama tell him people don't be gone on the mark like in a hair. Police back him up, shut him up, and now Johnny life is a bear. This is all of you gunmen out there.
Yeah,
Johnny never listen, so Johnny never learn. Johnny never stop killing, getting skin burned. Police pack him in a corner, nowhere to turn. No little Johnny can feed Congo worm. All of the youths, them are weak and firm. Ready to go face all the hellfire burn. You see the soul that the real one that you have to earn. The honest way Johnny learn.
Johnny mama need a one, but Johnny did that one like in a care. Mama tell him to put down the gun and him up like in a hair.
Police back him up, shut him up, and now Johnny life is a bear. This is all of you gunmen out there.
Yes, man, a big track this. This one goes out to all those gunmen, and I guess there's a lot of them over in Jamaica, but they're not exclusively Jamaica. This message goes out to them.
Poor Johnny. Road. I want them youth, them and the youth, them say them mother road. A shocking again, you know.
Your Queen Easy.
Johnny mama did a one about.
Big up Blaze. Big respects Tony D.
Them people don't be gone on the mark like in a hair.
Police back him up, shut him up, and now Johnny life is a bear. This is all of you gunmen out there.
Johnny never listen, so Johnny never learn. Johnny never stop killing, getting skin burned. Police pack him in a corner, nowhere to turn. No little Johnny can feed Congo worm. All of the youths, them are weak and the firm. Ready for me.
Let's pull it up one more time. I especially like the line where you said Johnny dead now and him a feed Congo worm.
Yeah. Poor Johnny. Road. I want them youth, them and the youth, them say them mother road. A shocking again, you know.
One more time, Tony D.
The mama did a one about Johnny did a one like in a care. Mama tell him people don't be gone on the mark like in a hair.
Police back him up, shut him up, and now Johnny life is a bear. This is all of you gunmen out there.
Johnny never listen, so Johnny never learn. Johnny never stop killing, getting skin burned. Police pack him in a corner, nowhere to turn. No little Johnny can feed Congo worm. All of the youths, them are weak and firm. Ready to go face all the hellfire burn. You see the soul that the real one that you have to earn. The honest way Johnny learn.
Johnny mama need a one him, but Johnny did that one like in a care. Mama tell him to put down the gun and him up like in a hair.
Police back him up, shut him up, and now Johnny life is a bear.
This is all of you gunmen out there.
Johnny was a rapist, Johnny was a thief. Johnny used to say,
fear no police. Bad step a youth when he step in the streets. Everywhere he go, he just turn on the heat. No liquor, Johnny get a permanent sleep. Mama ball, mama cry, mama moan, mama weep. See a liquor one son, Johnny get defeat.
All of the bad step a youth on the street.
Yeah, mama need a one him on, Johnny did a one like he no care. Mama tell him to put down the gun on him up like he no hear.
Police back him up, shut him up, and now Johnny life disappear. This is for all of you gunmen out there. Yeah, straight from Soweto go right to Kingston. Me a tell you youths, if they put down the gun. Every day they get up, them brother them shut down. When mama talk, she they want kick down. Sister come talk, she they want lick down. Police back them in a can and them get pitched down. Like little Johnny, you go die when you're young. If you not take it right, you know, yeah.
Johnny mama did a one him out, Johnny did a go like he no care. Tell him to put down the gun and him up like in the air.
Well, shocking, that's another big track. I have to say the video is good and encourage people to put into the search engine Shocking Money, Shocking Murray, Johnny and official video, and they will find it and follow the story of Johnny. I got one more track to play. The time is running and passing. You might want to think about who and who you want to big up, Shocking. Okay.
Yeah.
First thing I want to know about your name. You're Shocking Murray and Raz Mo. Which is your name?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. Shocking Murray is our original name.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I earned this name. It's a self title.
Right.
You know, I gave myself this name. My last name is Murray.
Right.
And I always shock. People are always surprised at me.
Ah, right, I see it now.
You know, so I just add the shocking to the Murray.
Yes.
You know, but some years ago, I hooked up with Sony BMG, and they want to do some production with me, and what do you call again? I don't remember the name of the singer. But, you know, they have invited me to their studio and we did some production. We did two songs.
Yeah.
And they love the songs. So they want to sign me and stuff like that. So they had a problem with the name.
Oh.
We was talking and changing the name. So we came up with this Rasmo.
Okay.
You know, but what they want me to do to earn this contract, I decided I'm not going to defile myself.
Yes.
For fame and money and all of this.
Okay, the natural thing.
Right, so I told them, no, forget it.
Okay.
So, but I like the name Rasmo, so I just said, okay, I'm still going to work with the name, but I'm not going to switch from Shocking Murray. So I just said Shocking Murray, a.k.a. Rasmo. That's how the name Rasmo came about.
I see. So it's not like you're transitioning from one name to the next. You're going to keep both of them.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, well, as I told how the name came about, so it's not that I'm doing any transition or okay. Anything. You know what I mean? So I just work with both.
Okay, okay.
Maybe somewhere in the future the people can decide.
Yeah.
People, the masses will decide
which one they prefer.
Right.
Right. Okay, okay. That's cool, that's cool. Well, this final track I wanna play, it features Iza.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna run that in a short while, but you might want to big up who and who need big up before you go, and make sure you get that in.
Okay, yeah, I would like to say, you know, big up to all the listeners across the globe. You know what I mean? Big up Michaelos, he's here in Germany on tour. You know what I mean? And, you know, massive, just check out Michaelos. He's in Germany on tour. I hope to see some of you at the shows. And big up Blaze. You know what I mean? And Sharon, big up. You know what I mean? And The whole massive, the whole works. Big up yourself.
Enough respect.
In this scene, and big up all my fans and all my well wishers, all the haters. Bless up on yourself, same way.
Yeah.
I mean, so enough respect and big up.
And people can hit you up on your Facebook, what is it, Reverb Nation or MySpace? What you have?
Well, you can hook me up on Shocking Murray Facebook.
Right, right.
And you can also check out my website, www.shockingmurray.com.
Okay. Because I did see it somewhere, shockingmurray.de.
Well, that no longer exists.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But you're quite willing to have people link you up to the works and, you know, to do events and tours and such.
Well, have you said big up Utah, you know?
Yes, Utah. Big up
yourself, Utah. Bless up every time. You know what I mean? And people can look out for the future. I will be doing some works with Utah as well. You know what I mean? In terms of bookings and all of that.
Right.
So those information will be available in the future.
Right, right. Oh, the links just come up in the shout box. You have a MySpace and you have Facebook. You have the iTunes and the Amazon link.
Yeah.
Encourage people to click the links. They open up in a new page and you can check out what and what are going on and add Shocking Murray as a friend on Facebook and MySpace and, you know, do your thing.
Yes, sir.
This next track featuring Isabella, she's a multilingualist. She sings in all three languages, English, German, and the next language is Polish as well, I believe. Oh, you make that link?
Well, you know, I know for over the years,
yeah,
when I used to work with Fox Squad, so she was around recording with them as well, and since I think it was last year, you know, she contacted me and said we could do a collaboration together. I said why not,
right.
So I went to the studio and she got this beat from Jamaica, and we just got together and composed the text and melodies and record, and it came out to that, you know what I mean?
Right, because this one is not on the LP, is it? When you make this one?
We made that one, I think it was last year, somewhere down to the middle of last year.
Okay.
I don't remember precisely.
Okay, because due to...
But it's not released or anything as yet.
Oh,
it's
I
just
see.
Pre-release, because the producer in Jamaica, he want to release it with some other artists on it as well.
Oh, right, okay.
So, you know, see, we're just waiting to see what he's up to.
Right.
We also want to shoot a video for it.
Right, because it's an interesting story as well. Love is Overdue is the title.
Yes,
and I do intend to, fingers crossed, to speak to Isa on Reggae Space in the coming weeks as well.
Yeah, that would be great, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, looking forward, you know.
Okay, well, let's see the track. Track's entitled Love Is Overdue, Shocking Murray, featuring the voice of Isa.
Why it's time, I can't believe this time.
What?
You know this one, tell me if you come check out. No day, I know one of day I start. What I want to do, man? Tell me if you come for the thing last night. I want me check you while your house in the day. You and your friends and my lads in the street. And you flirt and you act like you don't care. Why are you doing me that? Look all like me stand up on your door and I knock. Let me in before me start to walk. Bust down the door and pop down the lock, cause
love is overdue. Love is overdue. Love is overdue. And I will be there for you. Love is overdue. Love is overdue. Love is overdue. And I will be there for you.
Put on the tune.
Yes. just listening to the tracks we play tonight. It's the first one with a female accompanying you in combination. I'm sure that's not a deliberate omission, but it's all right. So you and a female alongside, you see me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is Isa, multilingual, German, Polish, and English. Tracks entitled Love Is Overdue. See the picture there in the show box.
Why, it's time. Can't believe this time.
What?
You know, this one tell me if you come check her, no day, I know man, a day, a star. What I want to do, man?
Tell me if you come for the thing last night, and when me check you at your house in the day. You and your friends and my lurks in the street, and I flirt, and I act like I don't care. Why are you doing me that? Look all like me stand up on your door and then let me in before me start to walk. Bust down the door and pop down the lockers.
Love is overdue. Love is overdue. Love is overdue. And I will be there for you. Love is overdue. Love is overdue. Love is overdue. And I will be there for you.
All of my friends are my laugh and I talk. Say you're tired with the DJ like a stadium girl. You should have tell me no from the start. Woman, you know see that you are trying to break me up. Why are you doing me that? Look all like me stand up on your door and knock. Let me in before me start to walk. Bust down the door and pop down the lockers.
Love is overdue. Love is overdue. Love is overdue. And I will be there for you. Love is overdue. Love is overdue. Love is overdue. And I will be there for you.
Hey woman, you are trying to waste my time.
No, 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 never.
Oh, you want give me six for a nine?
No, 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 never.
You want for your head, me say and swim blind.
No, 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 never.
Kiss me and get your butt not the next time.
No, 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 never.
Why did you do me that? Call a miss on the boy, you don't run a knock. Let me in before me start to act. Bust on the door and put on the lockers.
Love is overdue. Love is overdue.
Yes, pick up yourself, Tony D. Pick up Red Line. Yes, indeed, the song, the track sounds good. It's a Shocking Murray alongside Isa. Love is overdue. Pick up yourself, Shocking Murray. I have to say many thanks for spending some time with us here. It's been really great talking with you.
Yeah man, blessed King, and thank you for having me, and thanks for the support, and you know, yeah, and all that. So you know, big up to the Massive and all the listeners once more, you know what I mean, and enough thanks. Yeah. I appreciate love it, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, we try and spot out the artists that on the rise, you know, and need a can do with a bit of a push. We try and do as much as we can here at Reggae Space. I see a next question just at the last there from Red Lion. He's asking if you have any siblings in the business. You have any brothers and sisters also making music?
Well, not professionally. I have a lot of brothers and sisters, and they are all talented musically, you know, but I'm the only one who take it on a professional level.
Oh, right.
They are just bathroom singers and DJs.
Oh, know? Like many of us.
You know what I mean? But they are talented, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm wishing you all the best in the future. Likewise, Red Lion, and I'm sure many of the listeners as well. More power to you and all the works that you produce. And when the next LP drops, I hope you will look for us. And even when the singles them drop in, you might want to just drop one round this side as well.
Yes, I am on. Sure.
Yep. Another thing, we always get the question from our DJs whether you do dub plates and jingles and such.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, and how if we link you to do that?
Well, you can link me over Facebook.
Right, right.
You can MySpace as well.
Right, right. It look like Facebook and MySpace take over from email nowadays. It's much more convenient.
Yeah, or you can email me at razmo2255@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And right. It's spelled razmo2255@yahoo.com.
Okay, razmo255@yahoo, you say?
Yahoo.com, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, you know, Facebook is a big in thing right now, where a lot of connection is going on. So, can also link me on Facebook, because Facebook is very active.
Yes, yes. And you're getting to grips with all the computer thing.
Yeah, I mean, technology, you know, so we have to work with it. Use it in the right way, in the positive way, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, as I say, it's been great talking to you. Many thanks for spending the time. Have a good night, because it's quite late where you is now. Many thanks on my behalf and on behalf of all the listeners.
Yeah, man, as I said, blessed to all the listeners, to everyone, and thank you for having me, and you have a good night too, and everyone be safe. Blessed love.